KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 14 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, west winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through tonight. Today, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 14 feet with rain. Tonight, west winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 14 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, showers, mainly before 1. Highs near 40. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30. Tonight, scattered rain showers before 1 a.m. Then scattered rain and snow showers. Mostly cloudy. Lows around 34. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 25. And Thursday, scattered rain and snow showers, mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy. Highs near 36. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:16 a.m. at 7 foot 3 inches. A low tide at 10:37 a.m. at 7 inches. A high tide at 4:43 at 6 feet 4 inches. And a low tonight at 10:27 at 1 foot 7 inches. Your sun rose at 7:34 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:50, bringing us up to 14 hours and 16 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Today on KUCB News, Unalaska students marched to City Hall Friday, rallying for increased state education funding. And the two-day strong winter storm in Unalaska will end tomorrow, followed by partly sunny skies. All of that and more coming up.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. It's Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi with some local news. A winter storm warning remains in effect for the eastern Aleutians, including Unalaska, Accutan, and Nikolski, until 1 in the morning tomorrow. Heavy snow with northerly wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour, causing blowing snow and reducing visibility to less than half a mile at times. Travel is hazardous. A Category 2 travel advisory is in effect due to snow accumulation, high winds, and blowing snow causing whiteout conditions and high drifts. The Unalaska Department of Public Safety says some side roads are difficult to navigate and recommends limiting travel to absolutely necessary trips only. For local winter updates, information is available through Nixol Alerts at nixol.us. Unalaska City School District closed school for the full day today due to weather conditions and expect to reopen tomorrow. And all PCR facilities are closed today due to the travel advisory and will remain closed until the storm warning is downgraded. Also due to Category 2 weather conditions, IFHS Clinic is closed today and will remain for regular business hours tomorrow. On the bright side, partly sunny skies are forecasted tomorrow once the two-day storm passes through. More than 30 Unalaska students protested the governor's potential veto of education funds on Friday afternoon. The students rallied along the sidewalks from Unalaska City High School to City Hall. Their message? Alaska's Governor Mike Dunleavy should not veto education funding that's been approved by the Alaska legislature. Here's my report. School has just ended for the weekend in Unalaska, but not all students are celebrating. Some are marching to Unalaska City Hall to show support for House Bill 69, which would increase the base student allocation, or BSA, the basic per student state funding that goes to schools each year. From the Unalaska High School along Airport Beach Road, students chant, "Fund our future," while carrying signs that say, "Make our education a priority," and "At Mike Dunleavy, fund AK schools." The BSA has only increased once over the past decade, falling far behind inflation. Last year, Governor Dunleavy vetoed increased education funding approved by the Alaska legislature. At the protest, one student carries a sign that asks, "Where's the funding?" along with a familiar three-letter acronym. Hazel Basilio is a sophomore at Unalaska City High School. She says students are noticing the lack of funding going towards their education.
Schools are starting to cut activities and cut down on resources. And as a governor, I think it's a priority, not a burden, to fund our schools.
The governor's past education vetoes didn't stop state lawmakers this year from introducing and passing a bill that would increase the BSA by $1,000. And according to the Unalaska City School District, that increase would cover the district's $1 million deficit. House Bill 69 passed in Alaska's House earlier this month, followed by the Senate on Friday. So now the bill is waiting for Dunleavy to sign it, veto it, or allow it to become law without his signature by April 30th. But Dunleavy said in a social media post on Thursday that he will immediately veto the bill, calling the bill a joke. The next day, Dunleavy posted again, saying that although there's a consensus that Alaska schools need additional funding, the bill, quote, hands out a blank check to districts. Dunleavy says House Bill 69 doesn't hold schools accountable for improving test scores and notes that Alaska students rank near the bottom nationally in academic performance. But Unalaska students remain hopeful that the governor will change his mind. For KUCB News, with the help of Lucy Bagley and Lauren Adams, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Unalaska City High School was one of many schools across the state that walked out for an increase in the BSA on Friday. If Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoes the bill, 40 out of 60 state legislatures will need to vote to override his veto. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's worried a new U.S. tariff will damage some of Alaska's biggest industries, especially commercial fishing.
We send a lot of product to China. We get a lot of it back from China. So this is something that I think that's going to be very significant to us.
President Trump this month announced a new 125% import tax on many Chinese goods, and China has a tariff almost as large on imports from the United States. While seafood was top of mind for Murkowski when reporters in Anchorage asked her about tariffs Monday, she said she's also heard concern from the mining industry on the cost of imported machinery and equipment. She says the worries extend beyond the resource sector.
What I'm hearing from just the average Alaskan in the airport is, what is it going to mean to me just for the price of consumer goods and everything from a new car to being able to remodel my house to what I'm paying for groceries.
Murkowski is nearly alone among Republican senators in her outspoken criticism of the Trump administration on a host of policies. Senator Dan Sullivan declined an interview request. Spokesperson Amanda Coyne said by email that Sullivan believes in open markets, but also believes that China cheats at international trade. If Alaska fishermen are harmed by the tariffs, Coyne says Sullivan will try to get them whatever relief may become available for farmers. Likewise, Congressman Nick Begich declined an interview request and sent an email. Begich says tariffs are needed to restore American manufacturing. Let's take a look at KUCB's community calendar this week. KUCB's Board of Directors will have a regular meeting this evening starting at 5:30. The meeting will be online via Zoom and maybe in person at Burma Road Chapel on the second floor, depending on road conditions. The public is welcome to attend. Agenda items include studio dedication planning, FY26 budget, and fundraising plans for the upcoming fiscal year. For the Zoom link, head to our community calendar at kucb.org. An Alaska City School District's board will be meeting tonight starting at 7 o'clock inside the high school library. The agenda and board packet is available online at ucsd.net. The Museum of the Aleutians invites community members of all ages to share input on future programs, spaces, and features. There will be four different sessions this week. Tomorrow from 9 to noon in the morning at the museum. Tomorrow evening from 5 to 7 at the Unalaska Public Library. On Friday, a luncheon from 11:30 to 1 at the Senior Center. And Friday from 1:30 to 4 in the afternoon at the museum. For more information, contact director@aleutians.org. The PCR Spring Festival has been rescheduled to Saturday afternoon from noon to 4 at the Community Center Gym. Students will showcase their art and there will be live music and vendors. The festival will coincide with Easter activities, including Easter egg hunt and pictures with the Easter Bunny. For more information on this week's community events, head to our community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Thanks for listening.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is hiring a grant writer, an executive director, an environmental assistant, and an administrative assistant. The Shimigin Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
from her eye. Yeah, she looked up at me. These are the words that she said.
so happy. Do anything, take us out of this gloom. Sing a song, play guitar, make it snappy. And tease. Please don't be sad if it was a straight man you had. We wouldn't have known you were easy.
Hey, 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 hey. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Soundpoint, K201DA 881 FM, King Cove, Alaska.
We'll be right back. imagine there's no heaven.
Show you how your mind is spent. Woo! right.
All right.
But yet I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the mafia.
Thank you.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor.